This is WGXC's Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, from the 20th Congressional District. The website 538.com reports that Delgado, Tonko, and Sean Maloney, all Hudson Valley Democrats, vote with President Joe Biden's positions 100% of the time so far, while Republican Elise Stefanik votes with Biden just 18.8% of the time.
Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. New York will lose a seat in Congress and an electoral college vote based on new data released by the U.S. Census Bureau April 26. U.S. Census officials said if New York counted 89 more people and the population data for all other states remained the same, the state would not be losing a seat. Dan Lamb, lecturer at Cornell's Institute for Public Affairs, said, and I quote, "It's like voting. Every person counts," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Anytime there is a near miss like that, you start to wonder what could have been," end quote. Seven states, including New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, will each lose one seat in Congress. Six states will gain seats. Texas will add two seats, while Colorado, Florida, Missouri, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain a seat. Plus, states that are gaining congressional seats will also gain electoral college votes in presidential elections. It will now be up to the state's 10-member redistricting commission to decide which congressional seat New York will lose and how to redraw the map. The Census Bureau promised to deliver the full data set used for redrawing the maps to the state by the end of September. That information will pinpoint where population declines took place. It also means the final district maps that will be used for 2022 elections may not be available until the end of the year. According to the data released, New York's population grew by 4.2% from 2010 to 2020, and more people moved out of the state than moved in, census officials said. The state gained 823,147 residents from 2010 to 2020 for a total of 20,201,249 residents in 2020. In addition, 28,451 fewer federal employees living overseas claimed New York residents from 2010 to 2020. Utah saw the greatest population increase of any state, followed by Texas and North Dakota. West Virginia, Illinois, and Mississippi lost population. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Michael Guizdala reports in the Saratogian that in addressing the Rensselaer County Chamber of Commerce online April 28th, both Democrats Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado lamented the shrinking New York congressional delegation. Quote, "We lose one voice of 27 in the delegation, and so that weakens our clout through committee assignments and through votes on the floor," unquote, Tonko said. Quote, "I have to tell you, it's so painful to acknowledge that we were within 89 people of being included in our count to have saved all 27 seats," unquote. Delgado got at the reason New York is losing a congressional seat. Quote, "All 11 counties in New York 19 over the last 10 years or so have experienced population loss," unquote, Delgado said. Quote, "So for me, the big takeaway is how do we change that? What do we do to retain families, attract families, and make sure that our community, our rural way of life in upstate New York is maintained," unquote. Both representatives mentioned rural broadband, crumbling roads and water systems, as some of the infrastructure the current New York delegation is working in Congress to improve. Quote, "There are certain counties in New York 19 where nearly 90% of the roads are in disrepair. I mean, that's just unacceptable. So I do think that's going to be a big component," unquote, said Delgado. Read more about this story in the Saratogian.
Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the New York State Marine Highway Transportation Company, a private barge operator that transports rock from the Peckham Industries Quarry in Catskill to the Colarusso and Sons Quarry in the city of Hudson, wants to moor up there three 250-foot barges in the Hudson River near a Germantown park. The U.S. Coast Guard proposed a series of barge anchorages for oil ships in 2016 that was withdrawn after much public opposition. The federal government eventually passed a law prohibiting any anchorages south of Kingston. But Germantown is north of there, and this proposal is for mooring. a semi-permanent anchor for ships across from the Ernest R. Lasher Jr. Memorial Park rather than Anchorage. Local officials say they were only recently notified about the proposal for up to three barges parked near Germantown while waiting for dock space across the Hudson River at the Peckham Industries Quarry and the Lehigh Cement Plant or after being loaded. Germantown Supervisor Robert Bury said, and I quote, "The other side of the river from us is industrial, so you can see barges over there. So I don't get it. Why are you going to move barges from the industrial side of the river to the recreational side?" End quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell has issued a letter opposing the proposal and is asking Assemblyperson D.D. Barrett, State Senator Daphne Jordan, and Representative Antonio Delgado to also speak out against the proposed moorings. John Lipscomb, the boat captain for Riverkeeper, is a member of the Hudson River Safety, Navigation, and Operations Committee, newly created to regulate river activity, and says the moorings are nothing to worry about. Lipscomb asked, and I quote, "To put it in perspective, as I travel on the patrol boat on the length of the Hudson River, there are hundreds of navigation aids, the red and green buoys. What are they?" End quote. He answered, and I quote, "They're a big anchor, a chain, and a buoy. There's never been any sort of evidence that this has a negative environmental impact," end quote. The Hudson River Safety Navigation and Operations Committee voted to back the project without hearing any comments from citizens. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that while Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat representing Albany County and other upstate regions, touts his massive Clean Future Act as, and I quote, "bold and urgent federal climate action," end quote, environmental activists are upset about the bill's allowances for waste incineration as a source of clean electricity. Alexis Goldsmith, the National Organizing Director of Beyond Plastics, a policy group headquartered at Bennington College in Vermont, said, and I quote, "Burning municipal waste doesn't eliminate the need for landfills. For every 3 pounds of trash burned, 1 pound of toxic ash is produced. The fly ash is emitted into the atmosphere and readily contaminates the air, soil, and water. The bottom ash contains concentrated toxins and must be landfilled in someone's community," end quote. In response, Tonko's communication director, Matt Sonborn, issued a statement bragging about Tonko's environmental record, but not addressing the issue of burning garbage. Instead, environmentalists would like to see less trash produced. Goldsmith said, and I quote, "Nearly 400 million tons of virgin plastic is produced annually, and that amount is expected to triple by 2050. 40% of new plastic is for single-use packaging. The flood of material in the waste stream is overwhelming and unmanageable. Even with good waste management practices, plastic readily contaminates the environment," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise.
On Earth Day, activists protested outside of Congressperson Paul Tonko's office in Albany, urging him to be stronger on climate issues. WOOC's Mark Dunley recorded Alexis Goldsmith of Beyond Plastics speaking.
"Is burning trash going to give us clean air and clean water?
No!
Is burning trash going to save humanity from the climate crisis? Is burning trash going to prevent mass extinction?
No!
Then why does the Clean Future Act provide clean energy tax credits to burn trash?" Paul Tonko.
Campaign contributions.
What?
Campaign contributions.
Campaign contributions, that's exactly right. We know that Covanta, which is a major trash incinerator, is lobbying hard for waste incineration in this bill. But doesn't Paul Tonko remember the Answers plant in Sheridan Hollow that gave Black residents of that community multiple myeloma and cancer? Why would we burn trash? Secondly, burning trash is not the answer. It only more deeply entrenches our reliance on petrochemicals. And that's because big plastic is the same as big fracking and oil and gas. All of plastic in the United States is made from fracked gas liquids. ethane. Plastic makes up 20% of the oil and gas market, and burning trash undermines waste reduction and recycling efforts. So why would we burn it? So we can keep making plastic. But what we really need is policy to reduce, reuse, and recycle. That would actually help the climate crisis.
Yeah.
The big plastic loves to remind us that their products are in everything we use. But this is a political conclusion and not a scientific fact that we can't live without gas. So I'm calling on Paul Tonko to remove trash incineration from the Clean Future Act, to stand with communities who want real solutions for the climate crisis and for a clean and healthy environment.
Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.